Welcome back to Cross-Examination, my favorite time of the week. And this is the time where we look at the array of quote-unquote experts on the internet and decide if they got it right, they got it wrong, if they know what they're talking about, or if they're just pulling wisdom right out of their ass.
We begin on Instagram with at flourishwithlauren. She is a feminine force and talks about relationships, polarity, and mindset.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, she's all over the algorithm.
I know her.
A couple reasons I think you can probably speculate, but she also, you know, brings up some good conversation.
Two.
Yep. And this one is about the differences in how to make a man happy versus how to make a woman happy.
Okay.
How to make a man happy versus how to make the woman happy. Let's start with the man. You ready? Cook for him.
Yep.
Sleep with him. Show him love. Respect him. That's pretty much it, right? Four things. You can literally write all of that, the manual for men, on a post-it note. Now, how to make a woman happy. Brace yourself. You ready? Be strong. Be confident. Be emotionally intelligent. Be funny. Be ambitious. Oh, also, be her plumber, her electrician, her lawn guy, her general contractor, her ATM, her therapist.
So we get the point here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I've seen some of her things before, and I she's got a little bit of a pick me thing going on here, that like some of this is meant, I think, for a male audience to be like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Totally. So I'm not taking the bait on that, because I also think the way that she just parsed that, what she really did was made the male list quite short and simple, because I actually do think it is. Like when she said, what do you need to do? I thought feed him and f*** him. Those are like the two things I thought. And then she said, respect him, which I'd be like, well, by feeding him and, you know, having sex with him, you're kind of showing a certain level of respect. So maybe you're just repeating yourself with that. And show him love. Well, you show him love by feeding him and having sex with him. So it's actually a short list. I do think it's a short list. But the woman list, she intentionally made it seem much longer.
Yeah.
But by the way, some of what she just said there, I think was spot on, which is like, you know, pay attention to her, give her compliments and praise. Where I think she went sideways is she said, okay, be consistent and reliable. Be her plumber, be her electrician, be her. Well, I would argue that's actually part of being consistent and reliable. Like, be competent. I think that women like competent men. So that doesn't mean you have to be a plumber. Like, I'm a very competent man, but I'm not a plumber. But I would certainly be able to say, okay, here are the things I can do, and here are the things I'm going to delegate to someone else. And I don't think a competent man would go, well, I don't know how to fix that, babe. Well, what you would do is go, you know, I don't know how to fix that. I'll get a plumber lined up. So handle your shit. That's all. That's what a woman's looking for. Handle your shit. So you don't have to make that list so long. I don't think she's actually looking for a man who's an electrician and a plumber. And I don't think any woman has ever been involved with me who was like, he's good, but he's not a plumber. Like, I could hire a lot of fucking plumbers for lawyer money. So why not be honest in your presentation of this and say, men want someone who'll feed us and have sex with us. I think those are two pretty big and pretty good things that most men I know want in their relationships. And by the way, even food, like I could pay somebody to feed me pretty easily, especially in New York City, they'll deliver that food. So really, sex, huge piece. Next thing for women, be competent and be consistent and be reliable and handle shit. Like, handle shit. Women find it attractive that men handle shit. Okay, like, why do we have to run from that? Why do we have to say that's a bad thing? How is that any worse than saying, hey, men want women who will have sex with them enthusiastically? Right. Okay, that's what we like. That's what we want. Just accept it. Like, you can sit there and be like, well, we shouldn't. Okay, well, you can shit all over you want, but like, it's how it is, right? Like, the sky should be this color. Well, it's the color it fucking is. Sorry, that's reality, right? So this is reality. And okay, what do women want? What's the woman equivalent of sex? Maybe for some women, it's also sex. But for some women, for a lot of women, it seems like it's a man who can handle his shit, right? And who can handle some of her shit and take some of it off of her plate and make her feel like she's taken care of and protected. That's that protector provider thing. Does that mean you have to be wealthy? No. Does that mean you have to be good at everything? No. But does it mean that you don't go, I don't know? Like, no. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Because she would like to be able to not have to figure it out. She'd like you to figure it out, or help her figure it out, or find someone who can figure it out. This does not seem like that big of an ask, men. Get out there. Do it. You can do it. If we can ask them to do all kinds of things that seem complicated to me, I think it's fair for them to ask us to do something similar.
Next up, we have Cassina, a marriage coach at Making Marriage Sexy. And I think she is probably winning a lot of favor with the men on Instagram right now.
Is this like the pick me edition of kind of
this is a little bit.
I hope
bit
we have Helena King Soul. She's another one.
This is she is on a crusade, if you check out her page, to encourage.
I thought you meant like the actual crusade. for the glory of the church, she's beheading people. Honestly, I was like, all right, I'm in.
For some women, they would probably prefer a full blown crusade to what she's pitching. Because she said giving your husband or boyfriend jobs and becoming a hoe for your husband is the key to a happy marriage.
She's saying because I gave her husband one blow that killed their marriage. That's not cool. First of all, it was more than one. Second of all, $20 is $20. And third of all, it was just one.
Just
he didn't even enjoy
alley.
It. It was the first time I tried it. I didn't even think I was that good at it. I mean, it's sweet, but yeah. Well, first time that day. Shut up, Matt.
All right. Play the clip. And this, so it, I mean, it's basically the concept is stop saying no to blowjobs. Don't make sex a special once a year thing. And if you watch a bunch of her other videos, she basically says, I became a porn star hoe, but for my husband, you know, like this is, by giving him the sex like he wanted, we are now a happier couple.
Yeah. I don't, by the way, the visuals of this, like them coming out from behind the tree, having had sex. Why does it start at a coffee shop? What is it? Like things weren't going well when he was drinking lattes. Like what happened here? Like, yeah. Like,
proof positive that if you make the title card something about blow, the rest of the video doesn't matter. They're already watching, man. Yeah.
Okay, so let's break down the core concept here, which is the idea of becoming a hoe for your husband. Which again, we've picked a side of gendering this, but you could just say, putting your spouse's sexual desires in a place of priority. So whether that's a man or a woman, that, you know, figuring out what is it that makes your partner feel turned on and sexually aroused and excited and satisfied and wanting to give that to them. Okay, great. Makes perfect sense. Like, who could argue with that? Like, absolutely become an object of desire to your partner. Who wouldn't want to, A, be an object of desire to their partner? Like, who would want it to be that, well, I'm the only one he's allowed to have sex with, so he's just going to eat whatever it is I'm cooking when it comes to sex, because that's all that we're having. It's, I don't care if he likes it or doesn't like it. That seems very strange to me. Like, when you're planning a menu of things you're going to cook for someone, normally you would try to figure out what it is they like, and then you would serve them something that they like. Ideally, it would be something both of you like. Maybe if it's their birthday, you're like, you know, I don't actually like this particular, I don't like lasagna, but I know how much you love lasagna, so I made lasagna for you, and I'm going to eat something else, or I'm going to kind of choke down the lasagna. Like, I think that this is perfectly okay. I think when we put sex into the mix, everybody acts like there's something more complicated going on, but yeah, why not be a hoe for your husband? Why not be an object of desire to your partner, period? Why shouldn't men try to comport themselves to the sensibilities of what their partner wants and finds sexually desirous? If you knew that your wife or girlfriend was turned on when she saw you do A, B, and C, or you extending some kindness to her family members made her feel very connected to you, and when she feels connected to you, she feels more sexual towards you, why wouldn't you leverage the shit out of that? I'd be doing nice stuff for her family every damn day if I knew that that was going to make her feel connected to me, which was going to make her feel amorous towards me. Like, guys, if you figure out a cheat code, share it, use it, do it, leverage it. This is good. This is the goal. This is what would put somebody like me out of business, is if everybody just went, hey, you know what? What if we just like didn't argue with the propriety of the other person's feelings and instead comported ourselves to it in ways that don't betray the fundamentals of who we are?
All right, Jim, pick me. It doesn't apply to just the females. The performative male is obviously a big trend. This guy on Instagram, Josh Tyrell, has a video about how he thinks men should start tracking their women's cycle to be a better lover. As a man, we need to start tracking our girlfriend's cycle so that we can, one, plan a spicy date, two, work out together on time, three, make a cup of tea and have deep conversation, four, order her favorite meal when she's on her period.
Like, by the way, look at that shot. Like, they set up the tripod for that, and he's like, babe, just lay here like this, and we'll have the sun shining in, and we'll do the whole...
And he lists out all the phases, the follicular phase, the luteal phase, you know. This is a big trend going on right now of men getting involved in women and their periods, which I think could be a good thing, but I think also comes across very performative and might be intrusive.
Look, everything on Instagram is performative. Like, that's why it's on Instagram. Yeah. It's like, this is performative. Like, we're performing, gang. But yeah, look, I don't think there's anything wrong with the wisdom of this. I think this guy sees an opportunity and he's jumping on it. There's nothing he's saying there that I don't think that every single woman experiences those kinds of cycles in her hormones exactly the same way. Like, there are women who say, oh yeah, for a week I'm ravenously horny when I'm ovulating. And then there are women that are like, oh no, I've got like 3 days where I'm that way, or I have 2 days where I feel this way. I think there's no substitute for communication. But what I would say that I do think he's not saying, but what he's pointing out finds a way around it, is, you know, whoever discovered water, it wasn't a fish. Like, I don't think saying to a woman when she's in the phase of her hormonal cycle where she is not feeling particularly amorous and perhaps she might be wound kind of tight, saying, hey, are you at that stage where you're like, that is not the time to say that to someone. It would actually be a better conversation to have from some distance, right? And now there are all these apps that women, you know, track their cycles with. There's no reason why they couldn't share that with their partner. So their partner kind of knows where they're at in their cycle. But again, remember, this probably isn't carved in stone. There are going to be times where this is more or worse or less. And they can also bump into other things that are going on in someone's body, or the seasons and seasonal affective disorder and things like that. So, you know, again, don't oversimplify things and reduce them. But what is he really doing with this video? He's saying, hey, meet her where she is. Meet your partner where she is. You know, if she's at a phase of her cycle where she's, you know, going to be feeling particularly amorous, where she's ovulating, great. Like, that's the time to bring a lot of romance to her. Hey, if she's in a phase where she's not going to be feeling that, she's in a luteal phase, maybe at that point she needs more physical support. Maybe she needs you to be a little less sexual. Maybe she needs you to give her, you know, to nurture her in other ways. This is fucking great. Like, I think it's great. I think if men and women in heterosexual relationships could share with each other a little more openly the cheat code of how to take care of me, how to be good at the job of being my partner, how to help meet my body where it is. By the way, a woman ovulating and a man with an erection, maybe you're in roughly the same category. Like, maybe in that moment, you're in roughly the same category. And maybe men get erections more often than women ovulate. So maybe we could accommodate ourselves to each other. So maybe all of these people are saying roughly the same thing, which is, let's meet each other's biology and psychology and hormones as they are, not as we would someday like them to be in a perfect world that doesn't exist currently. I don't think there's anything wrong with any of this advice so far. So far, this is the most yay for all of you cross-examination I've ever seen.
Well, next up is Helena King Soul.
Oh, boy.
This is a carousel, not a video. So she said, to the man who feels like he has to carry it all alone, we live in a world that asks everything of you, but rarely asks or cares if you're okay. You're told to be a provider, be strong, don't complain, but strength isn't about being a machine, even if no one else sees it. I know, and I hope you know, that you're enough. She goes on to talk about what is real strength.
Oh, yeah.
And I want you to know that your value isn't just you and what you earn.
I don't think she realizes, by the way, you can see a lot of her breasts. She should zip that.
Oh, you should tell her because she probably didn't realize that.
I know she probably didn't realize that.
She probably was like,
people would think she had some other intention.
Especially, yeah. Especially
maybe she was
going to
close it. Yeah, she might have just realized. Yeah.
Look at the zipper on my jacket.
2.6. 1,000 likes.
Mm-hmm. And look at the comments from men. Oh, you're such beautiful words. I love you. It's like, no kidding.
If no one's told you lately, I'm proud of the man you're becoming. Really, everyone, every man, you're proud of the man every man is becoming. Because there's one right now probably figuring out how to like manufacture a pipe bomb in his basement. You're probably not proud of the man he's becoming. Like, there's a number of men I am not proud of the man they're becoming. You
it
know?
Is but, so funny. This, I mean, every comment is a male. This woman comment. Must be 100% male audience.
It's 100% male audience.
That's crazy. crazy.
I'm sure you can't figure out why.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's what I'll say. Again,
are you barefoot or wearing shoes in these photographs?
Oh, yeah. Tell me you like feet without telling me you like feet. So look, man, yeah, I got to cut to the chase. I'm unabashed about it. What I'll tell you is I think there is something to learn from this. I think we should all be, and maybe it's the lawyer in me that I'm constantly looking at evidence and constantly thinking about how do you prove something. But I got to tell you, like women, I would be paying attention to this. Like, pay attention to this. I would follow this woman and I would watch because men are responding to this. And there, yes, you can write it off and just go, oh, she's a blonde with big boobs who's, you know, like showing herself. Okay, there's a lot of people showing their boobs on the internet. What is it she's really laying out there as a core message is this message of like, hey, I see you. I respect you. I know how much you're carrying. Again, maybe you want to take the position, well, why should men feel that way? Okay, they feel that way. Like, why should women feel this way? They feel this way. Like, let's try to accept each other as we are and take a look at it. I think we can learn some things from each other. I have to tell you, man, I love looking at something that is very popular with women. Like, if you're a heterosexual man and you didn't watch Heated Rivalry, like, watch it. Women are responding to this. Mm-hmm. Watch Harry Styles. Women are responding to this. It doesn't make sense to us, maybe. But it makes sense to them. So don't you want to do some research on this? Don't you want to figure this thing out? If something is super important to the man in your life, don't you want to do a little research on it and figure out what's going on with it? What is it connecting to in him or her that maybe there's some aspect of self that you could connect with on that? Or maybe there's some way you can leverage that for your own benefit or the benefit of the relationship as a whole.
The pick me train rolls on. Back to the fellas. This is Kennedy Mathis 22 on Instagram. He is a 29-year-old stepdad, and he will let you know about it. His entire page is about his day in the life of a 29-year-old stepdad. Here we go.
What's the word coming from the afternoon with me as a 29-year-old in the stepdad life with a hot and crazy wife?
Did you say a hot and crazy?
Yeah, hot and crazy wife. So he goes to work for the first quarter of the day, comes home to wifey, and then gets into stepdad mode. And truly his entire page is about getting the homework done with the kids, doing his chores, and just being the best 29-year-old stepdad in the world. Cooking dinner, cooking dessert, and, you know, I'm assuming he wants a medal for it.
We're doing burgers on white bread, huh? Where is she?
She's being hot and crazy, Jim.
Oh.
Cooking, baking cookies, cooking
I mean,
burgers.
You could just make cookies? Like, oh. Wait, is that two separate TVs?
Two TVs. Doing the two TV life. So, and again, if you
wait,
go to his
page.
Wait,
where is she? So wait, he went to work, and then he went home and he did all of the everything, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
I have more questions than answers.
Yeah,
I'll be
this
honest.
One's confusing,
I
right?
I mean, look, there's nothing he's doing there that I don't think any man should know how to do except make f***ing actual cookies, you lazy prick. What is that? Like, you take packaged cookie thing? Like, oh my God.
If you're going to make those cookies, you might as well just eat the cookie dough. Don't even bake them. Just eat the cookie
dough. But just go make, and they're eating a whole plate of cookies? I don't really understand.
We don't judge.
I guess what I would say is, there's nothing that he's doing there that I don't think a competent adult should know how to do. You should know how to cook a little bit. You should know how to clean a bit. You should know how to clean up after yourself in particular. I think if you're a parent or step parent, caring for children in your home, whether they're your biological children, your adopted children, or your stepchildren is a lovely thing to do. And there should be some division of labor where everyone feels satisfied. I don't know what she was up to during this. If like he was at work and then she went to work and now he's taking care of those things, then this makes sense to me. Or if he's the kind of person who just very much enjoys doing it all and wants her to be able to like hang out and not worry about stuff. Okay. Like whatever makes you happy. He's not hurting anybody with this. I just don't with a hot, crazy wife. That just kind of, I think if you said a crazy hot wife, I would think it's like she's crazy hot. It's so hot. But like a hot, crazy wife, like, is it because she's like, I got to do all this or she's going to fucking kill me. Like, please help. Like he's doing like the hostage blinking thing. I have more questions than answers. I don't know how to feel about this expert.
Last expert of the day is the basic blogger bitch. Her name's Alex. And her theory here is that men don't care if their woman is a man hater.
Just really can't be stated enough that real men do not care if you're a man hater. Like, at all. Like, they are so secure that they're not a man worth hating that they do not care. And honestly, they get it. Like, they get why
she's
we're
doing
man
bird
haters.
Hands.
And those rare men are kings. They're gems.
I kind of love that the core message of this is real men don't care if we have incredibly toxic beliefs.
Exactly.
Like, that's like, flip the gender on that. If I was like, listen, a real woman who's like secure in her femininity does not care if I'm wildly misogynistic and hate women. Okay. Like, she is so secure in her feminine that she is not threatened by the fact that I believe women are utterly inferior. Like, she is not threatened by that. Like, is anybody going to watch that and go, oh, okay. All right. Good. Yeah. Like, shit. You know, because when he was saying the other day that he thought all women should be enslaved and not allowed to vote, that did make me feel a little worried. But I guess that was my own insecurity. Like, it's, you know, so I guess what she is saying is that me hearing wildly misandrist things that are terribly sexist and gendered in ways that don't make sense and that are, you know, demonstrate a abject hatred towards men and the masculine, that if I'm uncomfortable with that, it means I'm insecure in some fashion. Okay. I mean, that's absolutely crazy. But maybe I'm insecure in my masculinity and don't realize that. I think we should set that woman up with the stepdad guy.
Ooh.
I think they would be a great combo. Because she would just sit at the kitchen table and she'd be like, let me tell you how much men suck. And he'd be like, it's so true, babe. We're the worst. I'm going to just break off some new cookies for you.
The pick me edition in the books.
God damn.
We'll have to do a part 3, 10, 20.
By the way, you will have to do 400 parts. There are so many pick me's out
there.
Send
us your
pick
me's.
Male and female.
DM
I've said it, man. There's no shortage of pandering on the internet, and it is a grift where you will make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is so much of that out there. That pandering is the thing, and it creates the echo chamber, which is creating the absolute decline of Western civilization. Congratulations, folks.